I mean, I myself think that virtually anyone in the Morning George, yourself and myself, could walk out there, register the George Hooker, the John Whelan Truster Foundation, get an open bucket and off we go. And I don't think that's right. The second thing we can do is we could pay ourselves whatever we like, a handsome salary, perhaps bring in members of our family as well on board, and so on and so on. And what the Charities Act, which is intended to do, is to bring accountability, regulation and governance to the sector to ensure that that doesn't happen, and that whatever money is donated or contributed by the state, and it is billions, not millions of euro annually, goes to the purpose for which it is intended. Because I see it here on the ground. Home helps are being cut, personal assistance being cut, respite centres being closed by the Department of Health, because every other sector has to make sure that it's coming up with the goods, giving best value for money, and that the money is going to the purpose for which it's intended. This motion is positively motivated. It's not an attempt to have a cheap shot at the sector. On the contrary.
Well, let's look at salaries. Some of these charities have revenue streams of hundreds of millions. Are you seriously suggesting that they should go into the marketplace for chief executives and get pretty average chief executives to look after it? Some of these charities are working in war-torn countries throughout Africa and elsewhere. Are you seriously suggesting that they shouldn't have an administration to attempt to ensure that the money reaches the right target?
No, not at all. But I just was at the Labour conference last week where the Minister for Social Protection outlined that she has a budget there of 39 million per annum, and 2.9% of it is taken up in administrative costs. And when it breaks down after that, so I mean, I think most people would not like to think that in some instances, considerably more than half of the amount of money donated to charities is gobbled up in administration, and in some instances it's even higher than that. So the fact of the matter is that I'd like to know that Susan Mitchell, for instance, in the Sunday Business Post in June, did some tremendous work in investigative journalism in this sector, and many of the leading charities even refused to disclose how much was being gobbled up in terms of salaries and administration. And I think that's wrong, and most people working in the sector, as I believe, think that's wrong, and that's what we're trying to address.
Just a matter of interest, have you ever been on the ground with any of these charities where they're working?
Absolutely. And the thing is that many charities are scrimping and scraping and trying to get by with meagre and limited resources. And you find on the ground, many charities are operating on a wholly voluntary basis. Indeed, today, special needs parents contacted me to say that they supported the introduction of the Charities Act, but they themselves received no state funding. Okay. And in fact, their organisation is 100% voluntary. I'm not saying that a big charitable organisation with this kind of resources, with millions at its disposal, can be run on a string and a prayer. But the reality is that there is evidenced that in some instances too much has been gobbled up in admin and commissions and not getting to the people who need it.
All right, thank you so much, Labour Senator John Whelan there.